I'm Ed Donahue. American Michaela Schifrin became a three-time Olympic champion with an emotional slalom gold medal win at the Winter Games in Italy.
It's not always easy. Sometimes it feels impossible. But in the end today, it was to take away the noise and to just be simple with it.
Schifrin's eight-year Olympic medal drought is over. And through it all, she said she never stopped thinking about her dad, Jeff, who died in 2020.
This was a moment I have dreamed about. I've also been very scared of this moment. Everything in life that you do after you lose someone you love is like a new experience. It's like being born again.
Schifrin's gold was the largest margin of victory in any Olympic alpine skiing event since 1998. Nick Suzuki tied it on a deflection with 3 minutes left. Mitch Marner scored in overtime. Canada avoided what would have been a stunning quarterfinal exit at the Olympics by rallying to beat Czechia 4-3. Crews are facing treacherous conditions in their search for 9 backcountry skiers still missing a day after an avalanche in the mountains near Lake Tahoe in California. 6 others were found alive and rescued. The Cuban foreign minister is visiting Moscow today as the island faces blackouts and severe fuel shortages worsened by a U.S. oil embargo. The billionaire behind the retail empire that once blanketed shopping malls with names like Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie & Fitch is telling members of Congress he was duped by a world-class con man, his close financial advisor Jeffrey Epstein. Les Wexner also is denying knowing about the convicted sex offender's crimes or taking part in Epstein's abuse of girls and young women. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A former Beatle will be focused at the Rock Hall of Fame.
Someone knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new summer exhibit that spotlights Paul McCartney and Wings with rare items from his personal archive. The museum said Wednesday the show includes instruments, outfits, handwritten lyrics, unseen photos, and tour memorabilia. It tracks McCartney's path from his first solo album in 1970 through Wings forming in 1971 and breaking up in 1981. The exhibit opens May 15th in Cleveland. McCartney has entered the hall twice with the Beatles and as a solo artist. I'm Julie Walker.
Residente and Bad Bunny are joining forces on a new film that tells Puerto Rico's story through historical drama. Filmmakers say Residente is making his directorial debut in Puerto Rico. Bad Bunny is taking his first leading role. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.